Hare Krishna.
Good evening.
Repeat the sentence, the sentence that you did at Padi Rani's place regarding Grihastha when they invite Sadhu, that is missing at all.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're saying that our observation is that Sadhus should be invited to the house. And the reason is that we should hear from the Sadhus. To hear Krishna Katha. How to serve the Krishna is a prime duty for all living entities. Savai Bhumsa Bharadharam Jato Bhakti Toksuji Ahituki Apatihatha Jarma Supersedati. Our dharma. There are so many dharmas in this world. So many. The Sutta Goswami said, Para dharma. This is the first answer he is giving to the sages and Anusharani. They have asked him 6 questions. The Sutta Goswami started from this. The supreme occupation for everyone, is that of devotional service to Advokshaya, Lord Krishna. He didn't recommend any other thing for human being. He recommended service to Lord Krishna. That is the duty of the sadhus, to speak about Krishna. Then we should hear. Here Sutta Goswami is speaking that in this world some people will be doctor, but not everyone will be a doctor. Some people will be electrician, electronics engineer, aeronautic engineer. Not everybody will be, but everybody must do what? Engage in Paradharma, service to the Supreme Person of Godhead. So he defined, the proper defined that word. Dharma has no English equivalent. But to make us very close to the meaning, so to understand, he properly explained, Dharma means what? The essence of everything, which is in connection with the Supreme Person of Godhead. So what is Dharma of water?
Liquidity.
So when water becomes ice, when water becomes iced,
it's not liquid again.
It's not liquid. So it's not water. That is not the water.
Solid.
Yes, this is blocked. It's not water. Water's nature is liquidity. So you cannot separate liquid from water. It's not possible. If you say water, you are talking about, you're looking at liquidity. If you take a fire, what are you talking about? Fire, there is heat. You cannot separate the two. Similarly, when you say dharma, we are talking about what? We cannot separate ourselves from service. Is it possible?
No.
What keeps husband and wife together? What is that?
Service.
What keeps a student and a teacher in the school? Service. What is giving a worker and a director?
Service.
A master and a servant?
Service.
It's service. Can you find any relationship in this world without service? Is there any relationship in this world one can find and say, yeah, this one, there's no service in between? Which is keeping the two together? The glue, which is keeping two people together, is what? Service in the middle. The service is that existential nature of the soul. When it is misapplied, it's called material existence. When it's properly applied, it is called spiritual life, Christian consciousness, devotional service. Then, Sridhar Goswami, he qualified that service. He said that service will be done for what nature? No motivation, because anything which has motivation was automatically has what?
Interruption.
If I'm relating with you because you are taking me to a temple, right? See, if our relationship is based on, okay, you take me to a temple, so we are friends. Tomorrow, when you start taking me to a temple, what happens? Are we still friends? It's finished. Our relationship is finished. When there is no motivation, there is nothing in between our relationship. That is spiritual. That is Krishna consciousness. So, Sridhar Goswami said, apatihata. Apatihata. It must be without a cause. And how do you know that we are doing it? How do we know that our activities are not motivated? They are because we have to do it, and we have to do it for the purpose it is meant for. How do we know that? Someone has to tell us. The Sridhar Goswami said, the Jatma superseded. The soul will be satisfied. The performance will be satisfied. You cannot make someone happy. You cannot make someone happy and remain miserable. It doesn't happen like that. Is it not? You can't make someone happy and you remain miserable. It's not possible. Because what we offer, we're going to get it back. All our offerings must have a return. There's nothing which goes for nothing. Nothing. Everything has a reciprocation. So Krishna Kavara Goswami told us, the pleasure which the devotees offer to Lord Krishna, they get it back 10 million times. That's intoxication. That's intoxication. Krishna conscious devotees are intoxicated beings. Therefore, they are the greatest sense purifiers. Yes. Our gratification here take us to some limit and turn us back to misery. Pure devotees, intoxication is eternal. It's eternal. Permanent. Bhamma Sukyam to Anantam. That's Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking that Ravini, these activities are going on among the devotees. What about those of us who stay in the house? What to do? So Ramuni said, invite sadhus to the house. The sadhus, they have their business is to distribute Krishna, to give Krishna consciousness. That's a duty. Just like now, we are hearing about Krishna. That is the duty of human beings. To hear about Lord Krishna. So Prabhupada said that is the purpose of ISKCON. The purpose of ISKCON is to give chance for people to hear about Krishna. That's ISKCON's business. Creating opportunity for people to hear about Krishna is the business of ISKCON. That's the reason why Prabhupada established this movement. To hear about Krishna. We have been hearing about so many things and they are keeping us in material world for more suffering. Pure devotee's business is to terminate our material existence and send us back, come back to Godhead. For that, we have to call sadhus to the house and hear. So, our observation is that most of the time we see, always, when we invite devotees to come to our house, we ourselves are very busy cooking for the guru or the sadhus that we don't hear. That is wrong. We should not invite Sadhu to the house and we don't hear ourselves. We are busy cooking for the Guru. Could he go to eat all those things you are cooking? All those things you are cooking, could he go to eat them? Or you are cooking for yourself? What is he going to eat? Two chapatis and they are cooking 100. So it's for who? We should make our arrangement in such a way that we should finish our cooking before the Guru starts speaking. Or a central person will be invited to the house. We should finish all the things we have to do. We should finish them. So that when it is time for hearing, we should be there to hear. When it is time for kirtan, we should be there to participate. Not that we are very busy, very busy organizing, arranging this, arranging that. Sometimes also you see temple management, they do like that. Majority of temple priests, they don't hear. Even if they sit in the class, they don't hear because they are managing in the class. So do management in the class, do management in japa time, it is what? Japa? That is not japa. It's management in japa. Management. So many temple priests, they don't hear because they are worried about what is going in the kitchen at the time of class, or the time of japa. Other management. Management means that we are arranging ourselves in such a way that we do everything we have to do and we have time to hear. That's management. And everyone should participate in hearing and chanting. That is the purpose of inviting Sadhu to the house so he can speak for us. He can teach us how we can serve Vasudev. In such a way that when Vasudev is pleased, he automatically satisfied. He is pleased. Jena Atma Supra Siddha Ti. Sudha Goswami repeated it two places in the first canto. Atma Supra Siddha Ti. Atma, Jena Atma Supra Siddha Ti. They had to be satisfied because the person whom we offer the gift to is satisfied. When Krishna is satisfied with our offerings, we ourselves will become automatically satisfied. That is the principle. So, if one is not satisfied, means Krishna is not satisfied. Krishna is not satisfied. Krishna is happy, you'll be happy. The main reason why we give gift. What is the main reason why we are giving gift to somebody? Why do we give someone a gift?
Pleasing.
To make him happy. The item is just the means. It is not what is going to make the person happy. What do you have in mind goes with this item for the person. So your intention is to make the person happy. So when a gift is given to someone, Rupa Goswami said it will develop love between the two of them. It's not the item which is developing the love. It is your own desire. What is there in the heart? I want to please this person. Therefore, I'm giving you this. When the person is pleased, you, the giver, also will become pleased automatically. That is the process. So, we should take this very carefully. That we arrange ourselves in such a way that we continue to hear. Don't be very busy that you don't have time to hear. Yes, we have invited so many people that they are having kirtan and dancing. Very good. We are making people to be very happy by chanting and hearing. The chanting is going on there and the hearing will go on. You yourself should also hear and chant. That's perfect. Not that we are so renounced, we're so renowned, we're so concerned with others that we want them to chant and hear. And we are very busy cooking. No, it is not proper. It's not proper. Many times you see, every festival, all the big festival, all the small festivals, the organizer doesn't hear. They're fully occupied, running from one end to the end, everywhere. What is going on? The healthy kids are going, people are sitting and enjoying, but they're in anxiety. Because they're not participating. But they don't see that the anxiety is because they're not participating. They're thinking that they're anxiety because they're so important and have to make everything happen. No, it is not. We are not doing the writing. That's why we are not doing the writing. The writing is that we should also participate. It is not that we should abandon what we're supposed to do to come and hear. You know, invited people to come to my house for that hearing, and at the end of the case and the lecture, no prasada.
Hearing.
Oh, yeah, we will hear it. So now we want to go and start cooking. Who is there when we are cooking? That is bad management. Management means that we should cook before the time. Right? So cook before the time. So when it is time, we have finished cooking. So we are ready to hear. So we participate fully. Our cooking is already perfectly done and it's waiting. Offer is waiting. So what the pujari and the cooks, they are participating in the class. The kita. And we finish, the devotee will have to take prasadam. That is festival. To create happiness for everyone. And that is arrangement. The pure devotees, they always find a way to bring living entities together to do what we are supposed to do that we have forgotten. The Krishna consciousness. That's their business. So the sadhus come to the house to remind us that everything should be offered to Krishna. And what Krishna is teaching Arjuna in the Lord Gita. Krishna was telling Arjuna, my friend, you have the right to do your duty. You have the right to work very hard, work very hard. When you collect a salary at the end of the month, don't enjoy it, give it to me. Will you give?
Try.
It's okay, he said Arjuna, give me your salary. Don't open the packet. Give me. Before Krishna tell Arjuna, you have a right to perform activity, but don't enjoy the result. Give it. End of the month, you bring a salary? Krishna he tell Arjuna, huh? He said, give me. Krishna said, give me. But we're not ready to give. We should give. So the question would be, why? Why? Because you give me all my salary, so what happened to my house? I didn't pay my school, my rent. Yes, why not? Yes, I will pay everything. It's paying. So, we are already doing everything, even unconsciously. So, Krishna spoke like this, watching, oh, why? No, why is this religion? Well, you already do it. When you cook, prasadam, what do? After you cook, you finish your cooking, what do?
Offer.
You take everything to Krishna, is it not?
Yes.
So, you already doing that. And what Krishna do? You remove the sin and return prasadam back to you. So, what is the problem? What is the difficulty? Krishna is telling you, give my salary. He's telling you, give the salary, let me purify it and make it prasadam for you so that you don't have any
reaction.
This is what Krishna does. So, renunciation is based on wisdom. A foolish person cannot renounce. A fool cannot renounce. Renounce what? The question will be why? Why should I get my salary? I worked and suffered enough fee. Will you get? So why should I get my salary? Yeah, that's a fool. But an intelligent person will say, yes, Christian, you already did it, so I'm your servant. Take. And Christian takes all the reactions and give up prasadam. We enjoy prasadam free from sin. This is what Krishna does for his devotees. Take away all the sinful reactions and leave only a pleasure for the devotees. Karmani nirdahatu kintucha bhakti bhajam. Brahma said, Krishna, he fried the seed of devotees' life. That there's no chance to germinate. But Krishna is bringing for the devotee, but he imposed upon the non-devotee the reactions to their sinful activities. One person is doing two things. The non-devotee is Krishna imposed. Imposed means what? We are forced to take the reactions. Even if we don't like it. The devotees are not forced. Devotees, Krishna peacefully, lovingly remove all the reactions of their sinful activities. Therefore, a devotee is fully busy working for Krishna, no reaction. He's inactive. Externally, he says the devotee is working so hard. Yes, internally, a devotee is not working because Krishna has no work. Devotees have no work. Have no work means that there's no reaction for the activities. Because the activities are for Krishna's satisfaction. And Krishna gives only prasadam to his devotees. Jatya sista sana santa munchati sarva kilbisaha. Sarva so Krishna is saying, my devotees are free from all sins because they eat only a food which is offered as sacrifice. For non-devotees, every spoon they take, they are only eating sins. Only sins. Even if there is no big fish or eggs inside, it is sin. Because it's not prasadam. Prasadam means Krishna's remnant. Krishna's remnant. That is prasadam. So the food will be offered to Krishna. That's called prasadam. So the devotee cannot buy food in here and eat. It is vulgar. Maybe offered to this person. So Krishna said, my devotees are free from sin because that is what they eat. My remnants they eat. So they are free. That is Krishna consciousness. The devotees are free. The non-devotees are implicated in the activities. So we should hear about Krishna from Krishna devotees. Have to practice Krishna consciousness. They will become successful in everything that we do. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Comments? Questions?
Which is says action and inaction,
yes.
inaction.
Yes.
If it's confusion, I don't understand what it is.
You're failing with that.
Yes, you're explaining that. That is very common action. You're explaining this somewhere. So, action in
inaction.
Inaction. Krishna is telling in this verse that many people don't understand. Many don't understand. So we give an example. A devotee in Krishna consciousness is fully busy doing arti. Is that action or not? He's serving Krishna, washing prapalinda, he's cooking, driving sankirtan, preaching seriously, having kirtan. It's action. They're cooking. Is that action or inaction? Huh? What is it?
In action.
They are cooking in Krishna, in the kitchen. They are cooking. Is that action or not action? They are cooking. Right?
It's action.
You have drove from the house to here. Is it action or not action?
Action.
Yeah, that's correct. Action.
And in action?
A yogi is sitting in the forest very, very peacefully meditating. Not even talking because he don't want to offend anybody. He's silent. Peaceful in the forest, alone, no association. So is that action or inaction?
Action. Inaction.
He's sitting. It is peaceful assistant. Yeah. Yeah, Santi. Peaceful. Is that action or not action? Is that inaction or action?
Inaction.
Yes, so Krishna. Trying to stimulate our consciousness to think about Krishna. Krishna consciousness requires using our pain in Krishna consciousness to be stimulated. If you don't stimulate our consciousness in Krishna, mind will stimulate it for Sangha Vakasana. The two things are there. A person, a devotee of Krishna who is fully busy, working very hard, but all his activities are for Krishna. That is in action. Because there is no reaction. There is no karma. It's a karma. Why a karma? He's working very busy, he's doing puja. How can it be a karma? Because there is no negative reaction. There is no reaction. While a peaceful yogi sitting in the forest, Himalayas, and speaking to nobody, suddenly sitting, externally it looks like he is in action, but is fully active. Because everything he's doing has reaction negatively. Which is going to pay? Is breathing or not? You know how many people you kill, how many entities you kill by breathing? So is it free? It's not free. So Bhagavad Gita said, one who is suddenly, silently sitting and not doing action, he is not a renunciate. He is not a renunciate. A renunciate is a person who is fully busy, but his business is 100% devoted to Krishna. He is a renunciate. Created very wonderful ashram. Want to hear?
Yes.
Sure. See what Prabhupada has done. So we can understand exactly what Krishna is teaching. Nahi deha brita sakyam chattum karmana se sata jastu karma phalatyagi satyagi tyabidiyate. It is indeed impossible for an embodied being to give up all activities But he who renounces the fruit of action is called one who has truly renounced. It is said in Bhagavad Gita that one can never give up work at any time. Therefore, he who works for Krishna and does not enjoy the fruitive results, who offers everything to Krishna, is actually a renouncer. There are many members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness who work very hard in their office or in a factory or some other place, and whatever they earn, they give to the society. Such highly elevated souls are actually sannyasis and are situated in the renounced order of life. Who are these? The person working in the factory, fool is who?
Sanyasi.
Householder. The Prabhupada has made him sannyasi. Why? He had renounced all his activities for Krishna. He's a perfect renouncer. This is action in inaction. He's performing action in inaction because there's no result. While a tyagi who is simply depending on his intelligence, on his mind and the senses, is fully implicated in his activities. Even though externally he thinks he's renounced, he's not renounced. That is inaction in action. Yes. So devotee is performing action in action, no result. There's no result. A non-devotee is performing inaction in action. He's fully involved in his activities. He will get the reaction for that. So, first of all, Indra will send so many his associate to go and fall them in the forest. Secondly, they are going back to Godhead. Because Krishna does not know them. A devotee is simply satisfied, even though he may not have all the ability of the yogi. He is satisfied because his activities are accepted as an offering by Lord Krishna, and he has fried the seed of the activities. So no chance of judgment. The devotee is free. Right? Yes, sir.
Once you mentioned that very often demigods don't envious and they try to deviate the devotees in his path for devotion.
Yes, Dhruva Maharaj said that. Dhruva Maharaj said that. When Dhruva Maharaj performed austerity and he saw Krishna, he said, "Please excuse me for the offense of asking you for material things." Actually, the envious demigod influenced my intelligence, but I didn't think of asking you for pure love of Godhead. I was asking for material things, which are useless. That was an offense. Dhruva Maharaj said, asking Krishna for material things is an offense. You should ask Krishna for that. Quit is rare, and having gotten that, there's nothing left for anyone to desire. Going back home, back to Godhead. Pure love for Godhead. Pure devotional service. That is what we should ask for. An intelligent person should ask for that. Everything else is available. That which is not available is pure Krishna consciousness. So we want that. We should pray to Krishna for that. We should ask Krishna for that. That's intelligence. Yes. We have this human body. The demigods are looking for it. Demigods are looking for this body because their body and the situation, so much simplification, It's difficult to remember Krishna. In any plane, so much suffering is difficult to remember Krishna. Here, everything is moderate. And this human body is meant for Krishna consciousness, not for something else. So see, this Upanishad, one who is given this opportunity, having a human body, and he does not use it for that, is a killer of his soul. It's a killer. And he's going to go to hell for that. Very dangerous. So taking to Krishna consciousness, say activity meant for those who are intelligent, are very, very fortunate. So we should take our Krishna consciousness very seriously. Very seriously. Right?
Krishna says sannyasi, one who does not light fire.
Yes.
But what is the meaning of one who lights no fire?
This is what we're explaining. Yes. He's sitting down, where is the fire? Where's the action? it is a misunderstanding to think that renunciation means not to do anything. Maya bodies. Money, contamination. It's Maya. No, we don't touch money. Contamination. They won't touch money. But Sri Prabhupada said,
bring it.
They do not take bring everything to. Yes, for pure devotee, it's not Maya. Lakshmi is what? Lord Vishnu's wife. Lord Vishnu's wife. And Maya body is everything for them is Maya. Including themselves, their own Maya. Everything is Maya. A pure devotee? Maya Adyaksena Prakriti Suratisa Chara Charam. That's a pure devotee vision. Maya is a servant of Krishna, so it is meant for Krishna service. So come, only this Maya in Krishna service. That is the devotee. Not afraid. In East Africa, one German sermon. You see, in Kenya, the temple president office is in the temple hall, at the end of the hall. So temple president office is there. So we cannot go to the temple or cannot go to the office or come out without passing through the temple room. So the German sent me, they invited other so-called religionists to come for the celebration. So some group of them came. So after the program, they were in the temple president office, they are taking person. They finished everything, they were going to leave. So when they opened the door, shock, they went back to the temple president office and closed the door. So the president was surprised. What happened? So he came, what happened? Mataji. So president was what is this? So he has to go and send all the women out before they're able to leave the place. So that person supposed to bring him out one day to go and distribute book in the street. What will happen? Just one day. What will happen?
Vanish.
You already know the answer. So Bhagavad Gita says such a person is fully implicated in his activities. The devotee is entering into Maya and distribute books and come back victory. Why? He's acting under Krishna. He's fully busy putting Krishna consciousness. He is recognized by Lord Krishna. He is fully protected. But a so-called renunciant who does not do anything He cannot enter the streets and preach. That is why all the lazy societies are making their disciples from Islam. But he cannot preach. Prabhupada entered the street to preach and make all his devotees. He didn't make his devotees from any society. But look, all the societies around today in the world, they are making the devotees from Islam. Can you say Society for Christian Consciousness? Yeah! Yes. It's Prabhupada. Iskon is Prabhupada. Yes. So devotees should be loyal to Prabhupada. Should be loyal to Guru Parampara. Should follow and show give appreciation to Prabhupada for what he has done for us. He likes fire, which is burning. All the sinful reactions of the living things and make people to take to Krishna consciousness and purify their life. That fire should continue to burn. It's our duty to keep it burning. That's Krishna consciousness. So Krishna said, a person who is simply sitting idle, thinking he is meditating, he is cheating himself or herself. Prahlad Maharaj said that. All these peaceful people sitting here meditating, they are okay, it's all right, but I think that they are all selfish. I don't want to be like this. My dear Lord Nisimha Dev, I want to go to every factory and preach Krishna consciousness. I seven canto Bhagavatam. I want to preach Krishna consciousness to everybody. I don't care whoever the person is. I'm seeing the soul as a devotee. The Lord Maharaj is begging for saving from Nisimha Dev. Want to risk his life as a devotee. But these lazy people, they cannot do that. They have no potency. Therefore, they come and hang around Islam to make their disciple from Islam. They cannot make one devotee. What is the potency to make devotee? Where? They are riding on Prabhupada's back to exist. All of them.
Before Prabhu asked one question about the demigods, so the demigods, they can be envies from a few devotees?
Yes.
Because they're looking to have a woman body.
Yes, why not? They're making progress, they're not making progress. Huh? They be envious, why not? We're talking about demigods, what among us ourselves, are we not envious? Huh? Why you go too far to believe? Among us, we are very envious of each other. Yesterday, I asked, who? Are we going to select here for Guru to send back to Godhead? Nobody pointed one person. Not even one person. If I tell what I point. Yes, I said, to go back to Godhead? No. That is envy. Demigods are very envious.
Very envious.
Very envious.
Wow.
Anytime Indra sees someone to do austerity. What is that?
Indra.
Envy.
But Indra means power in ignorance.
Yes. Envy. He doesn't want to see any person. It is not Yapush. He came. Sanyas. To steal. Is that the beauty of the sannyas? To steal? Prithu Maharaj was perfect austerity. Indra disturbed him. In all directions.
So those worship the demigods, so they get also this contamination from the demigods.
Yes.
They become envious.
Yes.
Like demigods.
Yes. They are envious of Krishna. That is why they cannot worship Krishna. They are envious. Worshipping Krishna is worshipping demigod is an offense. It's an offense. So worshiping Krishna only. Worshipping demigod is an offense. To worship demigod is an offense. Worship is for Krishna, not demigods. So Bhagavad Gita said those who worship demigods are less intelligent. The intelligence is Brazil, they say like this. To worship demigods, less intelligent. To worship Krishna?
Don't stop.
Yes. Ha! Whatever demigods gives you, they take from Krishna. And if you don't worship them, they won't give you. Whatever demigods do to us, it is due to the fact that they are envious, so that we don't go back home, back to God. They don't love us. They don't care for us. They don't care. Krishna cares. That is why many people don't go to Krishna. When you ask Krishna for something, Krishna will examine it and look at you very carefully before he gives you. Demigod will not do that. They will give it to you. Either it is good or bad. Take it. Go away. Don't disturb me. Krishna will never do that. He's our father. He cares for us. So Krishna will take his time to purify us before he gives what we ask him. So that when he gives it, it will never be impediment for us. Dhruva Maharaj, Krishna gave him 36,000 years for sense gratification. Not for devotional sense, sense gratification. No implication, no impediment, no problem. Krishna never gave anybody like that. He gave to Dhruva Maharaj. When he was refusing, please, I'm sorry, don't give me again. Krishna said, no, you get it. You get it and also get me. Only Krishna can do that. Not demigod has power to do that. Only Krishna does that. Krishna gave Dhruva Maharaj more than what he bargained. He wanted the material facility. Krishna gave him the material facility. He also gave him Krishna consciousness. Dhruva Maharaj went to Godhead with his body. He didn't change his body because of the devotional service. Krishna demigod can do that. Dhruva Maharaj went to Godhead with his body. He didn't change his body. All of us are afraid to change our body. But Dhruva Maharaj, he went to Godhead with his body. And when he was going to go, Yamaraj came as a ladder for him to climb on his head and enter into Vaikuntha plane. Yamaraj come is to come and take us out of the body. But Yamaraj came for Dhruva Maharaj to come and support him to enter Vaikuntha plane. His head, he offered his head to Dhruva Maharaj because of his devotional service. So devotees who are intelligent, those who are intelligent is worship Krishna, not demigods. But the result we get is all temporal, miserable. Next time we come again, you worship demigods. Next time you worship demigods. Next time you worship. Well, Krishna, worship Krishna once you attain perfection, it's finished. Finished. So less intelligent people worship the Lord. Highly intelligent people they chant Hare Krishna. Krishna Varanam Pisa Krishna Sango Panga Astra Parasadam Jagai Sankirtanam Pradhai Jajanti Yusumedasa. Sumedasa. Those are intelligent, they chant Hare Krishna. They worship the supreme person of God. He is a Krishna. Krishna. He is not. He is Krishna, but not black. Krishna is black, but this Krishna is not black. He is golden. This is the best of all Krishna's forms. The best. So intelligent people, they worship him. How do they worship him? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the best way to serve Krishna. Chanting the holy name of Krishna, the best. No other thing required. You'll be happy and satisfied. The whole world will dance in ecstasy. The jiva who is chanting will dance in ecstasy. Everyone will dance in ecstasy. Yes. At the festival. The Chidambaram Prabhu created for us. So, let us take full advantage of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna mantra is is for those who are very, very fortunate. Unfortunate person cannot chant. That is Padma Purana. What you are chanting in the past life, this life is busy chanting. If you have not chanted Hare Krishna before, when you say Hare Krishna, but you can chant other mantra that will take you to heaven, everybody will participate. But once you say Hare Krishna, all demigod mantra, they will chant very blissfully. But the moment Hare Krishna, the tongue becomes so heavy, you can't pronounce Krishna. It's so heavy. You cannot chant Hare Krishna. So Krishna consciousness is our birthright. And this thing is to help us regain that our original heritage, which is forgotten. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai. Thai Goya Premanand.
Hari Bo.
All glories assembled.
Hare Krishna. His Holiness Bhakti Jira Damoda Maharaj ki.
Back to Godhead. This is another goal.
Je vais